Too Much Rock podcast number 595. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the Hanna-Barberas from London. The song was When You Were My Boyfriend, and that's the title track of a four-song digital-only EP that the band self-released last week on March 4th. That track there is expected to show up on the band's forthcoming album, but the other three tracks are unique, including a cover of Harper Valley PTA, which is what got me to open up my wallet on that one. I've got an excellent podcast for you this week. I've made some really good choices, starting with this one here. This is Superchunk with Endless Summer.
Now
do add some good music for you. We started that set off with Superchunk and the song Endless Summer. That's on the band's new album, Wild Loneliness, that came out February 25th on Merge Records. That Chapel Hill band has been around forever, and this new album has a little more variety in instrumentation, and it's a very good one. They don't make false moves. After that, we heard from Gentleman Jesse from Atlanta, the song Dead May Rest. That's on the album Lose Everything that came out last fall, November of 2021, on Beach Impediment Records. This album, again, feels a little more rock and roll than the previous sort of power pop efforts, but it's so very good. And that song there is delightful, isn't it? And then we ended that set with Beachwood with the song Rain, a band based out of New York. It's on the album Sleep Without Dreaming that came out January 21st on Alive Natural Sound. I don't know much about the band. The promoter sent that one to me, and I really liked it, and I thought I would play it and hope you like it too, because that's just how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now. It's still good stuff, though. This is the Spitfires with Don't Look at Me.
Stocks have a ton of feathers. Man, can't open speakers. getting off the stipe, going off the liver. Big John absent in a sleeper with his bigger phone, shouting power to the people. I'll come the revolution now. Every Saturday night, outside my chain, it was promised you tonight. Punks, mobs and hippies, stop the sentence.
We're still getting slower.
So hey kids, we're still in this thing together. They're mixing up the news and blowing up the weather.
That's from the Chords UK with the song Hey Kids, Come the Revolution. That's on the new album Big City Dreams, which came out in December of last year on his own Epop Publishing. That band's been around since the late 70s in the Mods Mayday and Mod Revival period there. You may have known them just as the Chords back then. Evidently still putting out music and some really good stuff there. That song sounds a lot like The Clash, but that's okay. Sounding like The Clash is a good thing. Before that, we heard from the Spitfires with the song Don't Look at Me. That's on the band's album Play for Today, which came out February 25th on Acid Jazz Records, a band based out of Watford in the UK. I think this is the band's last album. They've decided to call it quits. This album feels a little different from the previous ones, which were kind of madness by the numbers, and that's okay. But this one feels like, I don't know, a lot more electronic. It's almost like Erasure and Madness had a baby. And that's a weird thing. But that track there is a little more straightforward, a little more my speed. Well, I'm about out of time here, so I guess I should wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 595. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Parquet Courts coming on the 7th at Liberty Hall. Sheer Mag is playing on the 8th at the Uptown. That's with Coheed and Cambria. On the 9th, we have Pairs at the Mini Bar. That's a really good show. Got some good bands playing that one as well. Flogging Molly is at the Truman on the 11th. Or Arson Class is playing the Mini Bar that day. On the 12th, Bad Ideas are at Ask a Punk. I'm a punk. Ask me. I'll tell you where that show is. Snooper is also playing at Deep Space that night. On the 13th, we have Flooding at the Bottleneck again. On the 14th, Gully Boys is playing at Ship. On the 16th, Deaf Heaven is at Granada, or Choir Boy is at Farewell Transmission. Gel is playing the 17th at 2232. On the 19th, Vitreous Humor at the Granada. Oops, nope, that one was moved to the Bottleneck. On the 19th, John Prine Tribute is happening at the Record Bar. On the 20th, Ophelias are playing at the Replay. The 21st, Circle Jerks are coming to the Granada. On the 23rd, Daniel Gum has a show at the Mockingbird. That show on the 30th with Ducks Limited at the Record Bar. Ducks Limited has had to drop off, so me too then. And on the 31st, Military Gun has just announced a show at Farewell, so that'll be a good good time for all. Anyway, looking at the website, there are some new things out there, including photos and videos and my thoughts of the Band and See Doug and Canyon show that happened a week or so ago at the minibar. One last song for you here, and this one's by Godspeed You Black Emperor, kinda. The song is called Lose the Idiot Dogs, and it's on the band's first kind of demo, maybe first release cassette called All Lights Fucked on the Hairy Amp Drooling. That came out in 1994, a self-release cassette that was limited to like 33 copies and then disappeared for years, and it was the holy grail of could anyone find it, where is it? Well, someone found it and someone posted it online, and then the band confirmed indeed that was the missing cassette, and then they just released it on Bandcamp about a week ago. I've purchased it, and well, as I said earlier, sometimes I make good choices, sometimes I make bad ones. This one's maybe not a bad one, but it's certainly not a good album. And there's a reason the band never released it officially, never went back to it after they became popular. It's a weird affair, and it doesn't sound a whole lot like the final Godspeed Black You Black Emperor sound that we got just a few years after that. But we'll give this one a listen. Hope you enjoy it. This one's Lose the Idiot Dogs by Godspeed You Black Emperor. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
It never comes. think I'm wrong. I could kill more time with this idiot song. I don't get none. I think I'm wrong. I find no grace in this idiot song. Comes, I must be dumb.